You don't have to go to that special finance dealer to get approved. At Blue Water Chrysler, no matter what condition your credit is, they'll get you approved. Visit Moran Blue Water Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on 24th Avenue in Fort Gratiot or online at MoranBlueWaterCDJR.com.
Ride the wave to savings with us.
All right, 8:40 on this Thursday morning. We've become increasingly aware in the last few years of the need for skilled trade workers in the United States. There are so many projects that need to be done. We need more people to fill those jobs. Joining us right now to talk more about this, especially as we get closer to National Careers in Trades Week, the past president of the Sheet Metal and Air Conditioning Contractors National Association, Tom Martin. Tom, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Appreciate you joining us. This is something really important to talk about, I think. Why are trade jobs so important right now?
There's a huge demand for it. You know, you see around the country, as I've traveled the last couple of years, data rooms, cell and battery plants, healthcare, jails, airport renovations, schools, a lot of work that's available out there that's coming through the pipeline. And we need to add skilled trades, both in mechanical, sheet metal, pipe fitting, electrical, carpentry, you name it, we need it. We're starting to see a lot of people retire, and so we are desperately in workforce development mode to add men and women to our trade and get them trained into a skilled trade.
I think every industry has seen that. We've had more people retire than enter the workforce in the last several years, but with skilled trades, there's not necessarily this natural inclination in public schools to push kids in that direction. What are some of the benefits of trade careers?
Well, most areas, Paul, around the country are over $20 first year. As a first-year apprentice. So day one, they're getting over $20 take-home plus great benefits. Eliminate the debt scenario if you want to go to college. College is not for everyone. And I think we are educating guidance counselors, vocational schools, schools in general. Getting into skilled trade is becoming kind of trendy, which is a great thing. So we want to educate everyone out there, parents, as well as the educational world, that this is a great opportunity to not only get in a skilled trade, you know, to be a member of a union, to build friendships, relationships. And, you know, the nice thing, Paul, is if you do have to move from state to state or have to relocate, that skilled trade carries. So you can, if you're in Michigan, for example, and you need to go to Ohio, the unions can accommodate.
That's a great point. What kind of jobs are we talking about here?
Welding, for sure. Electrical, HVAC service technicians is a huge need. Plumbing service, carpentry. So you name it, really, in the skilled trades, there's a ton of opportunities, Paul. And really, once you get in the union, normally they're 4 to 5 year programs, apprenticeship programs, and then you become a journey person. A lot of times making over $50 an hour take home. Plus great benefits, defined benefit program. The opportunities are endless for these young men and women with regards to foreman opportunities, superintendent opportunities, being maybe a project manager, future vice president. So not only getting in the trades is a great opportunity, and it's good money, good take-home money, but you know the opportunities are really endless for these young men and women as they get into the trades.
Well, and all different levels of training, some college, maybe some college certification or some on-the-job training. How does one get their foot in the door with the unions? How does somebody who's maybe coming out of high school, whether they graduated a year or two ago, maybe they did some college, maybe they're graduating this year and interested in a career in trades, how do they get in?
A lot of times it's through family and friends. Sometimes you could reach out to an employer, a contractor, websites, all the unions, every union has really nice websites and portals for websites where you can sign up or really understand the trade, with contact numbers where you can call maybe a labor leader within that union and kind of get some insight. Most apprenticeship schools have allow visits for parents, guidance counselors, teachers, or those individuals that are interested. So, you know, we're trying to do things proactively, Paul, as well as some of the unions offer helper programs or pre-apprentice programs. So somebody that comes out of high school, a young man or woman comes out of high school, we can give them an opportunity maybe in the summertime to work in our shop, learn a little bit about the trade so they understand it. And if they want to take the next steps forward to be an apprentice, then we're comfortable with that individual and they're comfortable with the trade.
Where can people go for more information about what we've been talking about here this morning, Tom?
NationalCareersInTradesWeek.com.
We will check it out.
NationalCareersInTradesWeek.com.
NationalCareersInTradesWeek.com. We will check it out. Appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Paul.
All right, you bet. Bye-bye.